Here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference, one of our presenters is Greg Schwab, and you're with the University of Kentucky. And Greg, you were presenting some information, research type work that the university's done in the area of using these types of fertilizers. Tell us a little bit about the information you brought to the attendees here.
Right. So my strategy is I work very closely with farmers and extension agents and crop consultants. So the real question is, you know, how do these products affect yield? And so we're working in field environments, testing different enhanced efficiency fertilizers, especially some of these stabilized nitrogen products, and looking at how they affect yield in our environment.
What were some of the things you found that you might want to just pick out a couple pointers?
Yeah, so some of the products work very well, and some of the products don't work as well in our environment. One thing that I always stress to farmers is that you need to understand the mode of action and make sure that you're using the products effectively or appropriately. Oftentimes, for example, on a urease inhibitor, if it's incorporated fertilizer, then it's not needed. So, you know, it works very well on fertilizer that's not incorporated, but it's useless on fertilizer that is incorporated. So knowing when the product works and when it's useful is the big deal.
So it's really just not a simple, I'm going to use an EEF product on my crop or whatever the application is, but understanding the specifics about them, your conditions, and then maybe going to folks like yourself to get a little advice, right?
Right. There's a lot of complexity in the system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, enhanced efficiency fertilizer, if you're choosing a rate that's too high, then it makes no difference if it's enhanced efficiency or not because the rate is already too high. So logically, one would want to reduce the rate as well when they use these products. So it's not just timing or location, but also the rate that becomes important on these products.
Well, as I'm hearing the discussion here with moves into crops like corn and wheat and rice and others, do you see this type of fertilizer becoming important with farmers who are using precision systems to really be precise in just what they're putting in where?
Right. So, yeah, precision farming would play a huge role in the rate aspect. So, you know, as you go through the field, obviously the optimal rate of nitrogen is probably going to change. And so if you're trying to really hit that optimal rate and not over-apply, then precision ag is going to be also a necessary requirement.
Can you just talk to some of the crop applications that you dealt with?
Yeah, so some of the products we've looked at are Agritane, Super Urea, ESN, which is Agrium's polymer-coated urea, Nutrisphere from Specialty Fertilizer Products, Instinct from Dow. I think that's pretty much the list that I talked about at this meeting.
And using those on what application?
Yeah, in this meeting I talked about corn and wheat, and I work mainly in corn and wheat production, some forage production as well.
So looking ahead, I want to give me your thoughts on where you think this is going. I know it represents a relatively small percentage of the overall fertilizer market, but a growing one from what everybody said. What is your thoughts, especially in maybe the Midwest U.S.?
Right. It's definitely an exciting field. So most people don't realize that fertilizer use efficiency from freshly applied fertilizer is relatively low, maybe 50%, maybe less than that in other cases. And so there's a lot of room for improvement. And so these products all offer the potential to improve that efficiency. And so, you know, if we could get to 75%, that would be a huge change in fertilizer use.
Well, thanks for talking with me here. That's Greg Schwab from University of Kentucky. We're at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.